Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Having just celebrated Christmas and the real reason for the season brings me to mind the Holy Land, the land where Jesus was born, where the prophets walked, and where the scriptures were written. We're going to be talking about Christians in Defense of Israel, a ministry of Liberty Counsel, and how you can be involved in a life-changing event. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, we just celebrated the best day of the year, in my view, which is Christmas. It really reminds us of the reason for the season. And then the other, of course, is Easter, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But all that we do at Liberty Counsel, all that we do in our lives, we owe it to these points of history where Christ was incarnated and Christ went to the cross to bear our sins. The Holy Land is an amazing place to visit. And Liberty Counsel has been blessed now to have as part of its ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel. Matt, this is an amazing ministry because the Holy Land has something amazing for everyone. It's literally a life-changing experience, and we're going to be going there this year, in 2015, May 17 through 26.
Yeah, very exciting. And you know, Matt, every time we talk about Israel like this, I'm reminded of Genesis 12:3, where God is referring to Israel, says, "I will bless those who bless you," meaning Israel, "and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." And you know, there is a natural partnership, obviously, between the Jewish people and the nation of Israel and the Christian faithful across the globe, because we share faith in Yahweh, in the God of the Bible. And of course, we as Christians have the joyous blessing to be saved and to know and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So there's a natural partnership there, a shared world view and vision of the world. So this is a wonderful ministry and outreach that Liberty Counsel has in a partnership with Israel.
Well, in 2011, Liberty Counsel launched the Liberty Ambassador Council program, and we have the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour that's coming up May 17 through 26, 2015. You can go to our website, lc.org, to sign up for that tour. It's a life-changing experience to go to Israel. You can also go to ambassadorcouncil.org. That's ambassadorcouncil.org for more information. But Christians in Defense of Israel is a ministry that had been in existence, and it has now become, in 2014, part of Liberty Counsel. Joining our Liberty Ambassador Council supporters that we have already of about 150,000 people, joining to that is the 90,000 supporters in Christians in Defense of Israel, making the combined Christians in Defense of Israel about 250,000 people, nearly 250,000, a quarter of a million people, that are supporters of Israel and supporters of Liberty Counsel. We certainly have had a lot of involvement. We'll have a lot more involvement with Israel. If you want to become part of Christians in Defense of Israel, which is a ministry of Liberty Counsel, call us today at 800-671-1776 or go to our website, lc.org. We will be developing a separate website just for CIDI. And we have a separate mailing list just for CID that is just focused solely on Israel. So if you're receiving the Liberator and our other mailings, you ought to also receive the letter, the newsletter for Christians in Defense of Israel, because it really gives good information about what's happening in Israel and how you can be involved. And you're right, Matt, when you go back to Genesis chapter 12, it is a truism. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who cursed Israel will be cursed. You look back at history, what happened to the Babylonian regime? They're gone. The Persian regime that ultimately wanted to kill the Jews, well, that particular regime was later toppled, and Israel continues to exist. All throughout history, nations that rose up against Israel met their fate while the Israelites, the Jews, continued to persist through history. It's an amazing miracle, but it really goes back to the promises of God.
And that's all the more reason why folks listening, people who are supporters of Liberty Council and Liberty Council, be involved with the State of Israel. Israel needs all the friends that Israel can get right now, particularly with a very hostile Obama administration and John Kerry, and just showing really really disdain for the State of Israel. It's no secret that Benjamin Netanyahu and President Obama, I would say that it's President Obama's fault, but they do not get along well at all, and it's because of the hostility that this president has shown to Israel.
Yes, and that's why we need now more than ever to stand with Israel. You know, Israel is a miracle, just the fact that it exists. But also from a business and technology standpoint, it's a miracle as well. The cell phones that you use, well, that technology was developed in Israel. The Pentium processor, all of those were developed in Israel. Israel is an amazing place for business and technology affecting all of our daily lives. Most of the equipment or the technology that you use on a daily basis was developed or enhanced in Israel. But going to Israel and literally walking in certain places where we know that Jesus would have been at the very first level of the first century is an amazing experience. To be where David went up against Goliath, the apostles ultimately preached, the prophets proclaimed, the scriptures were written, all of that is right there in Israel. You can literally be in that land where the scriptures were written and the scriptures come alive. So I encourage you, if you've never been, to go with us. And if you have been, I can tell you that this tour is much different than any other tour. We visit all the biblical sites that other tours do. However, we also add other experiences, such as visiting a military base in the Valley of Jezreel, visiting the Knesset, speaking with members of the legislative body, speaking to a real Holocaust survivor, not only just going to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum, but literally speaking to a Holocaust survivor, speaking to people that are experts in national intelligence and security. All of that and more is on our trip, the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP Tour, May 17 through 26.
Yeah, really encourage people to be a part of that. Matt, bringing things back stateside here a little bit. 2014, Liberty Council was very, very busy. Liberty Council hosted law students and interns at the U.S. Supreme Court as part of a 10-week program to train the next generation of Christian legal advocates at Liberty University School of Law. They even got to hear from a United States Supreme Court justice. Is that right?
That's right. In fact, this is all part of our year-end partners report. I hope that you received it. If you haven't, I encourage you to call Liberty Council or send us an email. We'll send you one because it goes through the last 12 months of what Liberty Council has done, just hitting the highlights. So one of those is Christians in Defense of Israel becoming part of Liberty Council. Another one is what you just mentioned, hosting these law student interns at the U.S. Supreme Court. And every year Liberty Council does that, and every year these young men and women get a chance to actually speak with and ask questions to a sitting United States Supreme Court Justice. And so they were able to do that this year at the United States Supreme Court, and we will continue to do that in the years to come. We can do it only, however, because you have continued to pray for Liberty Council, and the doors for these opportunities have been opened by God, and also financially support the ministry of Liberty Council. At this time of the year, during the year end, in the next few days of the year, you have a strategic opportunity to give a gift to Liberty Council that will be doubled. The matching challenge grant will double any gift that comes in between now and midnight. So if you're doing a credit card contribution, it's midnight your time in your time zone. Go to lc.org or call us toll free today. Again, you can make a year-end gift. You can postmark your check by December 31, and you can also do an online credit card contribution. There's a lot of different ways you can give. You can give appreciated stock. You can give land. You can also put Liberty Council in your will for advancing the kingdom, making sure that the religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and the family are continuing to get advanced through the mission of Liberty Counsel. Without you, we could not exist and we could not stand in the gap. We wouldn't be able to host these law school students. We wouldn't be able to have the ministry to Israel and much, much more. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also call us toll-free, 800-671-1776. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel at this year-end time, which is a very important time for the ministry, and also financially support Liberty Counsel. Every contribution you give between now and the end of the year will be doubled.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.